Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have three special guests with us and we are in Sarin's Garden next to the Cass County Community Center. And our three guests are Kathy Booth and her granddaughters from Washington, D.C., Callie and Tyne. So we're going to start with you, Tyne. I want to find out just a little bit about you girls. How old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
And you're going to be in what grade?
I'm going to be in sixth grade.
Wow. That's getting right up there, Tyne. And do you have a favorite thing that you like to do in school?
I like learning about history and writing and basically ELA, sort of that class.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I just heard your Grammy just told me you have a special project you've chosen to do that I might be interested in.
Yes, this summer I'm doing journaling and podcasting class.
Wow. That's kind of out there. That sounds really, really fun. So, Callie, how old are you?
I am 8.
You're 8, and what grade are you going to be in?
I'm going to be in 4th.
4th grade. And do you have a favorite?
Science.
Oh, all kinds of science? I'm thinking maybe, is that why you like gardening so much?
Well, gardening's fun because you get to have all sorts of plants that are beautiful, and sometimes if they're like fruits or veggies, they're delicious to eat.
That you get to harvest the good stuff too. So, I know you visit Iowa, I think at least once every summer, and always have lots of activities. But as you think about those visits, what's some of your favorite or a favorite thing to do, Tyne?
I like running around basically in the yards, because in D.C. you don't have that much grass just everywhere. And I like sort of just being in my grandma's swing. I think it's very fun to read there and seeing my family too.
Of course, and sharing all the things they're doing. Okay, same question to you, Callie. What are some of the favorite things for you when you visit?
Well, like my sister, I do like walking around, just running around, because back at home we do not have that much grass all over the place. And I also like to just be with family, because I do not get to do this very often because I'm normally in school and stuff.
And it's a ways away. You don't just make a weekend trip to visit your relatives in Iowa. Well, one of the reasons we met here in the garden is because there's a special display called Story Walk going on, and we really want people to come and participate in Story Walk. And it's a new thing for most of us. You know, story, that means we're going to sit down with a book in a chair somewhere. No, not this one. You're going to walk around. So I wondered if you would give us some instructions, Tyne.
So you're probably going to want to walk, but there's pages to the book on each section, and there's little buckets of activities, which my sister will tell you guys about, but you're going to want to read the pages and also answer the questions, because there's questions that you get to answer, and there's activities that you can do from one question to the next, and you can just walk and observe the questions and do the questions and read the book and enjoy it.
Okay. Yeah. And they're kind of numbered. You want to go like page to page.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
And you may be surprised at some things you'll learn, and we'll talk about that a little bit. Okay, so Tyne says there's some activities. It's not just a reading kind of thing. So, Callie, what are the activities?
So first, you can get a magnifying glass, a mini magnifying glass, so you can observe bugs, see if you can find any. Another one is a little kit that you can take home to plant a plant. And maybe you'll be lucky enough and get a butterfly to come on that plant.
Okay. So that means you actually get to take these things home with you, right? You don't just look at them. You get to take those things home?
Yes. And there's also one more thing. There's a coloring page that you can color.
Okay. So take those things home and enjoy. So as we look through this, it's the story, but I've had somebody tell me as an adult, she said, you know, I learned something when I went through there. Have you learned anything from this story, Tyne?
Yes, I have. One thing that I learned was that roly-polies, they mostly, they're called pill bugs, which I just call them roly-polies, but there's a more fancy name, and that they actually mostly live in the ground and not on land, and I've only seen them on land, so that's something that I learned and I found very fascinating.
Uh-huh. Very good. It's always fun to learn something new, and as I say, any age can learn something new, not just somebody who is 6, 10, or 12, but what about you, Kelly?
The same with my sister. I thought that was interesting. I did not know they were actually live in the dirt. Also, I thought was interesting is that I thought you didn't really want birds, but now they're like, oh, actually, you actually would like them, so they would eat the insects there. Like, I thought they weren't nice because they eat your plants.
Oh, I see. But so birds do, maybe they do some bad things. If they eat a plant, you don't want them to eat. But they also could do a lot of good things by eating those pests. So, yeah, good thing to learn. So we really want to encourage people anytime, because this is in Saren's Garden. It's open. There are no fences. You can come anytime to read the story walk by yourself or bring your family. And, of course, the Cass County Fair is coming up, so that would be a good time to come and visit that. Well, Kathy, I want to talk about the other opportunity, because this is not the only story walk.
No, we've got, actually, there's three in the county right now. Two books, three places that we have them. We have the one in Saren's Garden, and then there is one in the, right now it's in the park in Cumberland, and it's connected with the library. And the libraries are going to take that project and move it around to all of the libraries in the county at one time or another during the summer and fall. And then the last one is down at the outdoor classroom down at Messina, or outside of Messina. And we're planning on going down there next week and seeing that one. And then halfway through the summer, there are two different books, so halfway during the summer, then the master gardeners are taking care of the ones in the garden, and we're going to switch those. So if you don't get an opportunity to go down to Messina, or you're only close to Messina, you can read both of the books different parts of the summer and fall.
Okay. And it's not a brand new adventure, but we're finally getting into it in Cass County, I think, and sharing the books around, because I think some of the libraries have done them in the past, but one of the really neat things, in addition to the book, are these activities that you get to take home.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. I was kind of apprehensive about how we were going to put this project together. And of course, Iowa State and Extension provided us a lot of resources and materials and stuff. But it was easy enough when you read the book then to see if some activities you can put with it. The books themselves, like Tyne says, have questions, and we were jumping and trying to roll into a pill bug as we were going through the garden, you know, right here. But we found activities then that they could take home also. So
yeah, that's great. It's a way to share, and it is one of the Master Gardener projects that's being carried on. And I just thought quickly, on a different note, Kathy, we might mention that up for discussion is Garden Seminar. And maybe somebody would have some ideas.
Well, we're going to be discussing that next week at our, you know, you sort of interrupt things with the year that we had last year. So now we're deciding whether or not we're going to do that again and maybe start with a different format or different ways of doing things, maybe go back to the same thing. And if anybody feels strongly about seminar, I know people ask us about it all the time if we're going to be doing it, get a hold of a master gardener and give them your ideas about what you'd like to see.
Can't wait until spring to do that. You need to do that now, because planning starts now. So be sure to do that. So we want to thank you, of course, Kathy, for setting this up. And we especially want to thank your guests, Tyne and Callie, for being here. One last question. I didn't forewarn you on this. Do you have a favorite food you eat when you're in Iowa, Tyne?
Well, I feel like I should say corn because, well, yeah. But cottage cheese is really, really good here, and they don't have, like, the lumps, like the curds, as good at home. So, yeah.
Very interesting. Thanks, Ty. Callie, do you have a favorite food?
Same with my sister, cottage cheese. Corn is not exactly my absolute favorite since it sort of hurts my tummy.
Well, then it's not a good thing to eat very much of that. But a lot of us are making up for you because I'm eating more than your share, both of you. So thanks again for visiting with us. And until next time, remember that everybody can learn something in the garden.